Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on this Monday, going to be around 85 degrees. I think we hit 90 over the weekend, but the 90s are about to be gone. They're going to be gone, man.
Really, really?
Yep. I got to play this audio here for you for the egg recall.
Oh, yeah. I stuck around for all that to hear it.
Colorado's on the list, Jamie. This is a public service announcement, if you don't mind. I am glad you stuck around, though.
I did. Yeah. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no. Are you kidding me?
What's going to happen?
No, how's this going to work?
Wait, how is it?
I don't know why.
I waited for commercials, a Taylor Swift song, all to hear about the eggs, and I got nothing.
Here we go.
Oh, no. I'll never know.
And Wisconsin health officials initiated a recall on eggs following an outbreak of salmonella. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention confirmed 65 people in 9 states have now contracted salmonella due to eggs that originated from one Wisconsin farm. Of the 65 people, 24 have been hospitalized. The states include Wisconsin, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, Iowa, Virginia, Colorado, Utah, and California.
They're Amish eggs.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's from Wisconsin?
Yeah. Yeah, they came from the Amish community.
Do we know what places use them or anything?
Colorado, they have them here. I don't know who distributes them. I don't know if any of the grocery stores here, probably a Sprouts or something like that.
Yeah.
I don't know if they have them in the actual Safeways or King Supers. I have no idea. I think they have 3 or 4 cases here in Colorado. But there's like 12 different states that are affected by this. So.
That's not good.
Yeah, it's not good at all.
Salmonella's bad.
Yeah. By the way, I've got a piece of audio here that I want to play, but I don't want people to get all bent out of shape.
Oh, no.
You know?
Why?
The duck one. The ducks that are being eaten. Can I play the audio?
PC Schmidl says
I
no.
Know.
PC Schmidl says it's really mean against immigrants.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to have problems.
I found it funny. Okay, these people.
Well, you are like me, dude. Hold on. Let me tell you why you and I are weird. Okay, so my girlfriend is looking for gifts for elementary kids for the fun run, right?
Yeah.
And I said, I know. Go on Groupon and find different fun family activities. Get gift cards. And I go, and then put axes in a gift box, like in a basket. Put some axes in there and say, you want axe throwing? And I was kidding.
Yeah.
Like, of course you're never going to give little kids axes. And she's like, Jamie, it's elementary kids. They can't have axes at school. I was like, I'm kidding.
No, you're exactly right. They don't get you.
Nobody gets me.
They don't get
you really think I meant take axes to school and give it away as a prize?
And with this audio here, Schmidl, you don't get me, do you?
I guess not.
You don't get me because you're so offended by this, right?
I mean, I just see the potential for people to be very upset at what the guy is saying.
They're killing the ducks.
They are.
And eating the ducks. By the way, somebody ate one of their cats.
Ew. Didn't we have that here, like at Wash Park or whatever? We were overrun by geese. And then they started. They started giving them to homeless.
They
and
did.
The people were upset about that.
You can eat these geese that we have around here?
I wouldn't, personally, because I feel like they eat a lot of fertilizer. But
I feel like it would not be good.
I know they poop a lot.
Yeah, that's why they wanted to get rid of them. But remember, they were processing them for food shelters.
That was a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so the guy shows up at the city council meeting, and he's complaining about a lot of Haitians that have been moved into the area. I think it's Springfield, Ohio.
Ohio, yeah.
Is it Ohio?
Yes.
All right. So all these people have come in there, and they're overrun by so many people that have been busted in there, okay? But the complaint when he gets to City Hall is they're eating the ducks. The ducks down at the lake, at the park. They're capturing the ducks and eating them.
But that's like a delicacy. It's like foie gras.
Yeah. I've had duck before. Here he is at the city council meeting.
Oh, no.
They're in the park.
That's perfect.
Hang on. Can't help it if the computer doesn't work.
grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them.
Wait, that's all the audio you have?
Yeah. Shmadil won't give us anymore.
He won't? Why?
Because he says it's offensive.
What?
He's just berating the immigrants. He doesn't have any, I don't know. I just don't
know. They're
like
eating the ducks!
Huh?
I mean,
they're in the park grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them.
But if it's happening, why can't we talk about it?
I don't think that it's okay to just berate only immigrants because there's got to be other people doing stuff that
Tom,
you know,
and the immigrants.
Right. Can you find me some audio of somebody else eating the ducks?
Yeah, right.
And a cat. There's
homeless
a cat.
People here eating geese, man.
I'm just saying.
All right, geese, so maybe thing. Just like, you know what? Edit your voice in and go like, my neighbor Tom and the immigrants.
Yeah, we're eating the ducks.
They're in the park. Grabbing up ducks by their neck and cutting their head off and walking off with them and eating them.
I think that's actually happening.
I do. I'll tell you why. Because the woman that was at the you know, the apartments, she said that food is a real commodity. And the reason why she stayed out of trouble at those apartment complexes is that she was feeding people and they left her alone. And so food is a really big.
No kidding.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that. I mean, you know, that people are very
starving.
Hungry. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's interesting that, I mean, they're so desperate. It's actually very sad. You know, they're so desperate that they're eating the ducks.
And a cat.
I don't know about the cat.
A lady was arrested for it.
I don't. Okay.
Yes.
She
was arrested because she took the neighbor's cat.
I haven't seen this in the news. I feel like it's something you saw on X.
Look it up. Look it up. I mean, that's hungry. That's hungry.
Oh, who hasn't eaten a blank here? Ha ha ha.
I tell you what. I ordered duck over there at that Buckhorn Exchange.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I didn't like the duck.
The fagua.
Yeah, it was a little greasy.
I'm
not a big fan of the duck. Yeah, I gotta be honest.
All right, well, that concludes that portion of immigrant talk.
Spadil went home.
Yeah.
He's done with us. All right, BJ Jamie Morning.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday morning. On a Monday, a little recap from the weekend. Football, you got the Broncos losing.
Bozo.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can use that. I invented Bozo, but go ahead and use it.
Bo Nix, our quarterback.
But just give me credit.
Bozo. Bozo.
No, he wasn't that, but I didn't even see the game. Like, this is mean of me, because I don't even know if he was good or not.
Well, I didn't even see it. He's a rookie. First game.
Mm-hmm. So maybe, probably, maybe Bozo's.
It fell within expectation of what I expected. I think a lot of people expected
probably
better.
Bozo is probably too harsh.
It's right on.
I should keep it in the back pocket for a while.
No, I don't think so, Jamie.
You
was a Bozo
could get away
game.
With it.
Okay.
It was a clown show.
Wow. Oh my God.
It'll get better.
Okay.
But it was a clown show.
It was a clown show. And then Shalom walked off the field.
Yeah.
See you.
Yeah.
They lost.
Dion's boys.
Yeah.
He decided to go to the locker room early. Yeah. You know, they rush for those showers. If you can get in that locker room first, you
well,
can get
a shower.
Well,
they don't want to be seen naked.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they want to hurry up and be out by the time.
Big game this week. You got CSU and CU.
Go Rams!
Woo! Go Buffs!
Rams!
Go Buffs!
Go Rams!
CSU! CSU!
We want the Rams.
All right, so you're for CSU.
Yep.
I'm for the Buffs. Carson's for.
I'm going Rams.
Now, why are you Rams?
Because I have a couple of buddies that graduated from them.
Okay.
Yeah,
good,
that's
good.
That's how
I got a tie.
Yeah.
I got a tie.
All right, Spadil.
I'm going for the Buffs.
Yep, me too. I'm going to pull for the Buffs. All right, should be a good game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't CSU win over the weekend?
They did.
Wait, they were playing the Bears.
I'm trying to think.
They're playing UNC.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did. Sorry. I just don't know. Yeah.
We're such diehard fans around here. Just tell by our conversation.
And then some guy got signed a big contract. I don't know who he is. Another guy got pulled out of his Ferrari and put on the ground right before the game.
Tyreek Hill, for the Dolphins.
Guy. And then the halftime show was announced. And then Northern Illinois, I'm from Illinois, I'm from Southern, but Northern Illinois beat Notre Dame. Sorry, not Dom. That's a different place.
Dom.
No, that's
Notre
that's,
Dame?
No, Notre Dame is over there and Notre Dame is right here. I think it's different.
I don't know. I'm not Catholic.
Yeah, I feel like the church
really?
Thing is, I think. I always called Notre Dame when we went there, but I called Notre Dame here.
Now, I heard a sports reporter yesterday call them Notre Dame. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame?
Yeah, Notre Dame. Notre Dame. I don't know.
I saw it before it burned a few times. It was quite lovely.
All right, I got a video here, video from online. It's got to do with Denver. And according to this lady, there's a lot of people driving around town with no license plates on their car. That it's just everywhere. Now, I don't see it that often. Do you see it?
I see temporary tags that are expired a lot.
I see that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I get that.
Yeah. But over by that apartment, they went up and down the streets. Do Better Denver did. They went up and down the streets. And all those cars, like, they're missing tires. They don't have license plates. I don't know where the heck they got them. It's crazy.
All right. Texnado is 51059. Is this a real problem? Because these videos are popping up online. And this lady claims that it's everywhere.
One thing I've noticed a lot in Denver, Colorado, is there are a lot of cars being driven around with no license plates. Isn't it kind of weird that people can come into our country, get a car, drive without being registered? But if you and I drove, even a week without registering our car would get a ticket.
Uh-oh, I just pissed off Fush Bedilligan. Sorry, buddy.
I don't like that she's saying that it's only immigrants doing it, because there's definitely...
I'm sorry. No, I didn't preview that.
That's fine.
Forget you heard that, folks.
But there's definitely local residents also doing it, but I will say that I agree. Dude, when I'm driving from the gym to my other job, I see on the highway like 5 cars every day at least with no license plates.
I don't see it.
I don't either.
I saw this video over the weekend.
Because you guys live in the burbs, and the burbs, like, you know, the sheriffs take care of it. But I think in Denver, more Denver, they're so overwhelmed with other stuff to do that I think it's
got too much to worry about.
It's really prevalent there.
I can see if you let the sticker maybe slide.
Yeah.
You know, you see it, and it's outdated by 3 or 4 months. You're like, yeah, you know, I don't feel like pulling somebody over today. Yeah, I'd rather just pull in here and have a donut. You know? I understand.
Wow. Wow, do that. Yeah, do that.
They love donuts, and I love donuts.
Dude,
and we all love donuts.
What are you doing?
Stereotype.
No.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to knock the tar out of you. Like, I'm literally going to hit you.
All right, let me change it then. All
My
right.
God, they're our friends, okay?
I know, and I love donuts too.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying I don't feel like pulling over this car.
You know what you are? You know what you are? You're overfed.
My wife brought home a dozen donuts the other day. I ate 6 of those.
Oh,
suckers.
My God.
Man, did I pay for it.
Oh,
I had
Lord.
6 donuts.
Why?
I was ashamed of myself.
Well, huh? You know what? That is diabetes in a box. Oh, my God.
Krispy Kreme.
Oh, my
hot,
God.
Hot, right out of the oven.
You 6
great.
Of them?
I had, I had 6 donuts.
That's a lot of sugar
that
right there.
I sure did. Oh, Lord. Yeah.
So I don't know.
You can't fix it. Hey, can I do a shout out?
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to do a shout out to John and Gary.
John and Gary.
John and Gary are my new buds friends.
Is that a band?
No. Gary and John. John and Gary. They listen all the time, and I love them, and they're my friends. I met them at Buds on Friday because I went to Buds on Friday. And so here's what they said. Okay. And so I think this is funny, and maybe we'll take a little poll. So I think it was Gary or John. I can't remember which one. One of them likes you more than me, and the other one likes me more than you. And the one that likes you more than me thinks that I'm really horrible to you. And the other one that
He's
likes...
Right. He's down. You're mean.
And the one that likes me more than you thinks that you're horrible to me.
No, I'm very kind to you.
And so they had a whole discussion about it. So here's where it kind of came down to. When you do it to me, you go like full throttle. But when I do it to you, I do it consistently. Like, I do it every day where you just decided to grab a big whammo like a couple times a week.
And it comes from nowhere, like out of nowhere.
Just out of, like, you're a fat bitch. like that.
I've only said that once. I've never said
that. I know you've never said that.
No,
droopy drawers and, you know, like, I don't know.
You know what's interesting about that, the whole scenario you bring up?
Yeah.
I've never really perceived that at all. I've never received that you're mean to me.
Yeah.
I just figure that we talk. We come on here and talk. But I don't perceive.
I feel like a few times I've had some good jabs. Like
well,
overfed.
I just figure they're, You know, I mean.
Well, you shouldn't.
It's nothing more than it's nothing more than I get at home. You know, I mean, everywhere
so
I go,
beat,
I get
you're so beat down. It doesn't even it doesn't even hurt anymore.
It doesn't hurt. Do you perceive I'm mean to you?
No.
No.
Well, that droopy drawers did kind of bother me a little bit.
Well, they are saggy. You got some saggy pants, girl.
I know, but that just doesn't.
You do.
I know, but can I tell you?
But that's not mean. Well, that's calling it as I see it.
Oof. Just as a single girl looking for some action out there,
yeah.
I don't want people that, like, the handsome guy in his, you know, BMW going, oh, that Jamie, she sounds great. Oh, no,
It doesn't play well.
It doesn't get me dates.
Yeah, but the way I see it is we're past the handsome guys.
Wow.
See, Gary is right. I love you, Gary. You are absolutely right.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie.
What? Yep.
Can I talk to you about something, just being you?
Is
nobody
that
else
ED
listening?
Again?
Huh?
ED again?
No. I do need to bring that up again, though.
Yeah, I know.
ED thing.
I know.
I want to talk to you about last week, you gave out a code word on the air, and I was just wondering when we can actually talk about it. You gave out bar bingo.
Oh,
Remember that? You stuck it in last week.
Yeah, I just.
And I was wondering.
It was a tease.
When can we? Spadil, can you help us out on this?
No one's told me that we're like allowed to talk about
we're
it.
Not.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not. Nope.
Bar bingo's coming.
Oh my God! Where are you? What? You are feisty
it
today.
It is coming.
I know, but what is up?
Why can't I at least just say that? There's going to be another bar
because
bingo.
Because it's supposed to be a whole thing and an announcement and blah 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 blah.
Like, huge announcement of failing.
It's like saying, like, all right, it's like we work for the Super Bowl, and last week we went, I don't know, Kendrick, like that.
Yeah.
Or like, I like Lamar's Donuts, you know, like stuff like that.
Lamar's Donuts wouldn't have given away for me.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Kendrick's would have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But,
I mean.
All right, can I say that it's in Burlington?
Oh my!
What?
I think you're getting a little Lyman? Specific.
Yeah, you can't say.
Well,
let's just
leave
it alone.
That's not true, though. Neither one of those are true. Oh, so I kind of say that.
I just right. You are what's
bar bingo.
So what's going on at home? You're feisty today.
Nothing.
You're feeling like very entitled. You're pissing people off left
I'm
and right.
I'm not making people like, upset.
Like,
what
are you
did
feeling
I do?
Your oats today? Like, were you just a beaten down man over the weekend?
No.
And
you
you're just like, I'm coming in strong.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you. From the weekend, my wife, she was down a little bit for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that we do every couple of weeks or so. But nevertheless, all right, so I had a lot of free time,
okay?
Me and the kid. We went to baseball on Saturday. But get this, I figured this up last night.
Oh, no.
I did. I figured this up last night. Guess how many hours of football I watched this past weekend. Now,
and your wife was recovering, and you were with a
She's
child.
Recovering. Yeah.
And you were with a child. So the answer should be zero.
No, it shouldn't be zero.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you're playing.
You're playing. You're doing stuff. You're teaching.
There's no weekend in September. There should be zero. No.
You're in charge of a child and his academic development.
Like, take him to the park.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy the outdoors.
Every day is a new day where he learns something amazing.
Exactly.
You could teach him that 7 + 3 = 10 points.
You know where
and
really,
what a safety is.
Yeah, that safety is really threw him off. And you had two of those back to back.
Yeah. That does screw
it
up the score.
Wall to wall safety. All right. So guess how many hours of football did I get to watch?
Okay. Now keep in mind. Go ahead.
Start on Friday night.
All right. Start on Friday night. Keep in mind, he's the sole parent of a 6-year-old little boy.
Right. So that weighs into the equation.
It does.
Folks.
It does.
All right.
So I'm going to say, in all honesty, because you probably watched a little bit of CU, but did Tennessee play?
Yes.
Okay. Tennessee, I'm going to say 7 hours.
7 hours.
Yeah.
All right, Jamie says 7 hours of football. All right. I'm a very responsible dad.
I know you are.
We're talking all weekend.
And he's the only sole parent because the wife is recovering.
Down.
I'm gonna go
she was down.
I'm gonna go 4 hours Friday night and then add some 24 hours.
24 hours of football?
Yeah.
As a sole parent?
Yes.
There's no way he watched football on Friday night because he would have had to tune into Peacock, and he's too scared to do that. But he did watch a lot of
Saturday.
There's
college football on, though.
Yeah.
He's too scared.
Can we just guess? We don't have to condemn.
Go 14 hours.
14?
Yeah.
14 hours of football. All right. The closest was Carson, 28 hours.
You watched.
Wow, it was only 4 hours off.
28 hours.
Yep, as, I calculated.
As the only parent.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yeah, that sure frog, did. He's going places.
Sure did.
Wow.
Frog. Yeah. Wow. Me and Frog, we sat there and watched football.
So do you just throw him on an iPad? Is that what happens?
Pretty much. What a great weekend it was.
Man. Holy and Rich Mitchell, man.
If only my teams would have won.
Wow. No, I mean, I see it a lot. You know, my kid wasn't around for iPads, but I see it a lot. I see people throwing their kids on iPads.
Especially out at dinner.
I mean,
dinner.
You're not alone. You know, I mean, everybody seems to find it's a nice babysitter. I wish we would have had it, but we had to do other things like pour the sugar packets all over the table and let him drive his cars through it.
Right. Right. Oh, it's gotten so much easier, Jamie,
yeah,
to ignore
like
your
it
kid.
Is. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because the waitresses did not like that at all. The sugar everywhere. Oh, wow. All right, well, good for you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ Jamie Morning Show. There you go. Change brokers.
I just wanted to say one thing before you get into whatever you're going into. I just needed to do another shout out.
Okay.
Because, you know, I got to do my shout outs on Monday because it's a long weekend.
Yeah.
But to the most amazing employee at IKEA ever, his name is Sean.
Sean.
His name is Sean, and his wife just commented on my post about the Swedish meatballs.
Yeah.
And she said, oh my God, my husband Sean helped you with all your boxes.
Yeah.
That guy was so amazing. You know how you get one employee that just like helps you?
Above and beyond.
And you want to like go and hug them because you're walking around like a moron. And you're like, I don't know where this product is. And this guy walks up, he goes, you guys look a little lost. And I'm like, we can't find this box. And it's driving us crazy. He's like, hold on a minute. He goes, boop, 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 boop. He finds it. And he's like, come with me. Oh,
above and beyond. That's the kind of employee I am here at this radio station. Above, you find one person in every business. Sean is the guy
at IKEA.
At IKEA,
Sean for president.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
Yep.
Above and beyond, Sean.
Yep.
Look, it even rhymes.
It does. That's nice.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. I just wanted to. He deserves the accolades.
Yeah.
The fact that everybody else kind of like just walked away
he
from
loaded
us.
Loaded your boxes for you, didn't he?
He did. He got them all together. I don't know.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's good.
Shout out to Sean.
We mentioned earlier, maybe an hour or so ago, about people running around town. They've got vehicles out there with no tags on them, or they're not updated, or they're temporary tags that are out of date. Man, oh man, we've had a lot of texts this morning.
So many.
People are just texting. Well, I've not noticed until you guys mentioned
exactly.
it. Now all of a sudden I'm seeing 4 and 5 on my way to work.
All right. When somebody texts like that, they don't necessarily sound like that.
Well, I feel like they
like
do.
This one might be like this. I'm driving from 225 to I-25, and so far I've seen 6 temporary tags expired. 3 of those are older than 2024. 2 cars with no license plates at all.
Okay.
Maybe
I'll
it
give
went
you
like that.
That.
It could be.
It could. Now I got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll get to your friend.
Okay.
And how she got duped, okay?
Oh, she did.
If you pay a ticket, and I just want a little feedback from Texnado because I don't think we know the answer here in studio. I got a ticket for 10 miles over in Jeffco. If you pay it early, because I don't know the answer, if you pay it early, don't go to court, admit your guilt, and just pay it online, get it over with within 10 days, let's say. Do they put points against your driver's license?
For doing it early?
Yeah. Because I've heard that they don't add points if you just go ahead and
I think it's whatever the ticket is worth, that's what you get. I think if you go try to fight it, that's when you get hopefully the points taken off if you try to fight it.
And
right?
I also think that if you do pay it early, I have heard this, that it drops it a couple points. Like if it's like a 4-point ticket, it'll drop it down to 2.
Oh, okay.
Carson's right.
Okay.
Carson's right. And you know that.
Yeah.
You looking at it right now on Google?
I'm not.
But you know that.
I do.
I don't believe you.
I bet it says it. Maybe it says it on the ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
You should have spend you read some the, time and read
no,
it.
No, fine print. I looked for it.
Oh, you looked
yeah,
for
I
it?
Yeah, I did. I went through the ticket and looked for it, but it didn't say one way.
That's why I thought whatever the ticket says, and if you pay it, that's what you get. And then if you try to fight it, then maybe you'll get it taken down a little bit.
I got a speeding ticket up in Erie, and it was like a $175 ticket. And if I paid it before a certain date, they took it from like 2 points down to one or something.
And, but okay. Didn't it say it on the ticket?
Yeah, it actually did.
Yeah. Okay. This is Jeffco, and I did look. I didn't see it anywhere on the ticket. Not that it couldn't be there. I just didn't see it. I looked for it and read for it. But maybe somebody on Textnado will give me the answer. Now, to your friend.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if you guys seen the viral video of the woman who, I didn't know this, but on Temu or whatever one it's called, you can send in pictures and have like a blanket made or whatever. Did you guys see the viral video of the woman that sent in a group picture of all her friends, sent it in to have a banner made?
Oh, yes.
Have you seen
yes.
that?
Yes.
Oh my God, we'll find it and post it. They like painted smiley faces, like weird. I don't even, I can't even explain to you what they did for this banner. It is the weirdest thing. So we were all cracking up about that, and we were at Michelle's pool, and she's like, because we just saw that picture. Again, we'll find it and we'll tell you when we put it up, but it's hilarious. And it was on Temu. So she goes, oh my God, look at how I was duped on the internet. And so she shows us a picture of her German Shepherd, and I think, like, what's that other dog? It's like a wolf.
I can't remember the breed.
Okay, let's just say sheepdog. It's not, though. All right, so she has a picture of a, she has the cutout pillows. Have you ever done the cutout pillows?
No.
So you can send in a picture, and then they'll actually take the image and then cut it out, kind of like a statue.
Oh, I've never seen that.
It's super cute. Right? So she has her German Shepherd and her sheepdog, and they're cut out into a pillow, and she was going to give it to her daughter for her dorm room, right?
Right.
So she gives it to her daughter as a surprise for a throw pillow for the dorm room. All of a sudden, her daughter's like, Mom, these aren't our dogs. And she's like, what? She's like, yeah, these aren't our dogs.
And the mom didn't realize it
because it looks like a German Shepherd and a sheepdog, right? And she's like, no, our sheepdog has a little mark here, and then our dog has a different pattern around his eye. And she's like, she started looking at it because she just looked at it real quick, put it back in the box, and then gave it to her daughter, right? She didn't analyze it. You know, you open it up like, oh, it's there. Close it back up, give it to your kid.
Now, do you think they got the wrong pillows?
No, we looked online, and they do stock photos.
Oh.
If you have a purebred, they'll just grab stock photos of your dog and just do it. Because they already have it cut out in the machine.
Yeah, no they kidding. Actually don't take your image that you send in. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Really? And they've not been busted?
Yeah,
and,
it's all
shut
over the down? Internet.
Well,
no. I mean, it's how are you going to go to China and, like, correct it?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You know. Let's storm the Chinese company and be like, are you kidding me?
No, I would think whomever distributes it, though, would be getting so many complaints that maybe they had shut down.
Oh, my God.
But who knows?
Yeah, because everybody complains about Temu and Shay.
Sheen.
But we just roll. I mean, I don't know why all of us have accepted this, and we're just all rolling with the punch. Like, it might work out, might not.
Yeah, I would think a dog owner though would be so meticulous about it.
Yeah.
That they would recognize it fast. For this woman not to even recognize it is kind of
it's Michelle. She just opened it and then closed it. She just
I'm just saying. Though.
Yeah, she
I'm
just
saying.
Opened it and saw that it was in there. She didn't like take it out. And, like, look at it. She just like, oh, yay, it made it. And then gave it to her
daughter. I have a pair of socks at home with my dog's face on them. But now that you guys are talking about it, I'm wondering if maybe that's not her on the socks.
Exactly. Guaranteed. You have a purebred?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that might be a different poodle.
Cut and paste.
I think if I went through the time and effort to order my dog on a pillow, that I would look at it and try to examine it. Maybe you wouldn't. I don't know.
You need to relook at your socks.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
And by the way, who orders themselves socks with their dog on it?
It was a Christmas present.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
From your uncle?
Yeah, it was.
That's even worse.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back. Tabloid Trash is next.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.